This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 494, Amazing Part 2 Phrases for Childhood Answers.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show.
Today, Lindsay and I provide sample answers for difficult speaking part 2 questions about favorite childhood songs. Listen up for native and impressive vocab for days gone by.
Everyone knows that the missing piece when it comes to fluency is having a way to practice, but we also know that you're busy. So that's why we've added special speaking opportunities for all students in our courses. Monthly fluency parties with an All Ears English host, open conversation club every week, and even a live Q&A in some plans. Join our online fluency course to get these benefits and more. Go to allearsenglish.com/plan to save 20% when you join before midnight on May 5th. But this offer does expire at midnight on May 5th. So go to allearsenglish.com/PLAN.
Hey, Jessica, how are you feeling today?
Pretty good. I've been listening to some super cool music lately. Have you heard of the movie called Baby Driver?
No, I have not heard of that.
Oh my God, it's so good. So guys, listeners, this is amazing. You can get it on DVD now. I'm not sure. I'm sure it's streaming somewhere online. But anyway, the director is, he also did Shaun of the Dead. I don't know if you know that movie, but it's hilarious. But his new movie, Baby Driver, it's like the perfect marriage between music video and movie. And it's incredible. It's a completely unique experience watching this movie. And the music is so good. As soon as I finished watching it, I followed the soundtrack on Spotify, and it's been my soundtrack to my life for like 2 weeks now. It's so good.
That's awesome. I love it when we discover new stuff, new and good stuff. That's awesome.
It's awesome. So cool. Fun. What are you listening to lately?
Right now? What am I listening to? A lot of podcasts, let's say. I just found a new podcast called The Mentee, which is so cool. Apparently, it is conversations between mentors and mentees in the business world. So you get an inside look. Like, that's not how most podcasts are, just like interview shows, you know, but this one is like kind of like you're listening in, you're like a fly on the wall, which is kind of cool.
Interesting. That's awesome.
Yeah.
We'll have to check that out.
Yeah.
Lindsay, if you think about your childhood, what were you listening to as a child? You weren't listening to podcasts yet. They didn't exist.
Podcasts were not a thing in the early 80s.
No.
Well, to be honest, we were listening to records. So I remember very distinctly that my parents had a record player in the living room. And that was how we listened to bands like Creedence Clearwater and the Beatles. That was a big one
we listened to.
On a record player.
My dad had tons of old vinyl albums that we would listen to, but CCR, Creedence Clearwater Revival, that was big in our house too.
Oh, yeah.
I liked how you said very distinctly. That was great. Guys, if you're describing a memory from childhood that is very clear, say, I remember this very distinctly. That was great.
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome. Guys, we're going to give you some sample part 2 answers and vocabulary today about this very topic, describing a song that reminds you of childhood. So I know that we did a describing your favorite song episode kind of recently, but today, guys, it's not just about music vocabulary. It's about reflecting on your memories. And this is something you have to do a lot in speaking part two, and sometimes in speaking part three, actually. So the vocab today, it is connected to music for sure. And this is a really hard topic to get. So it's important to listen up and take notes on how we answer, where do we go in these answers? Because I think for anybody, it'd be really hard to describe a song from childhood for 2 minutes. You can't even remember it all. So listen up, guys, to see how we extend our answers today.
Yeah, this is going to be good. This is going to be good. All right, let's do it. Let's go into it.
Okay, so Lindsay, do you want to go first?
Yeah, why not? Let's do it.
Okay,
come on.
I'm bringing up my clock. Okay, Lindsay, I would like you to describe a song that reminds you of childhood.
Okay, so to name the song was, it was called Have You Ever Seen the Rain? Again, by Creedence Clearwater, who we mentioned earlier. And the reason I want to talk about this song is that I can think of three kind of touch points throughout my childhood where this song comes into play. The first time I think of it is when I was like 6 or 7 years old, and we would always put on the records with my parents as we were cleaning up the kitchen after dinner. And CCR was one of the key bands that would come on every time. So I have a very distinct memory of sweeping the floor and cleaning up the kitchen to the tune of CCR, Creedence Clearwater Revival. And to me, that encapsulated happiness. I mean, I was happy. I was with my parents. We were having fun. We were dancing and we were cleaning the kitchen. And then the second time it comes into play is when I was going skiing with my dad in what eventually became my 1984 Volvo. We would put the music on and we would go on an adventure. You know, we'd head to the mountains. And I remember going there and coming back with this song playing, stopping for hot chocolate with my dad. And it's just a dear memory I have still to this day close to my heart. And that's why as I got older, when I started listening to it on a mixtape as a teenager, it brought back this flood of memories from my early childhood days and my teen years. And even today, when I listen to CCR, Creedence Clearwater, it brings back those positive memories from growing up.
All right. That was fantastic. It was about minute 30.
Whoa, my God. It was short. That really felt like 2 minutes. That was tough.
I know.
I had nothing else.
Yeah, but I think also, like, you were speaking quickly.
Yeah,
you know,
that's true.
Like, for a native speaker at a fast pace to fill 2 minutes, you have to say a lot more than maybe an IELTS candidate. So that's a factor.
That's
but guys,
hard.
That also shows you that slowing down is a good strategy on speaking part two and part three. This improves the fluency. It gives you time to think. It helps you express yourself. When we speak quickly, it's hard to fill the 2 minutes, of course, but also you don't have as much room for intonation if you speak fast, right? So if you slow down, you could be more expressive for a higher pronunciation score. But some awesome vocabulary there. So you were like three touch points for sort of organizing your answer. When the song came into play, like when the song like had a part in your life, bring back a flood of memories. We clean the kitchen to the tune of so many like idioms. Encapsulated happiness was really good. So guys, come back to the blog IELTS.allearsenglish.com. This is episode 494. And I'm going to put this vocabulary in there, guys. So I think definitely this is not so much music vocabulary, but reflecting on childhood vocabulary, which is widely applicable. So great job. That was awesome.
Yeah. And I just want to say, guys, this speaks to the importance of practicing speaking part two, right? To really, because I think when I was answering that, I had no sense of where we were in the time. I thought we were definitely like very close to two, if not at two. And because in my mind, I don't have a sense of how long 2 minutes is. right? Because I haven't practiced that question again and again. So just for our listeners, if you guys are getting ready for the IELTS exam, practice it. Like, you should know what two minutes feels like.
Exactly. And same for the writing, guys. You need to know what 5 minutes of brainstorming feels like. What does 30 minutes of writing feel like? So for all, and for reading, what does 1 minute feel like when you're looking for an answer? All the time strategies, guys, you need to practice. That's a really good point.
Totally.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Okay, so are you ready, Jessica? Give it a try.
I'm trying to procrastinate by giving advice on other things. Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, so I'm trying to remember what the question was. Is it describe a song you remember from your childhood?
Yes, and okay. I have my timer. Okay, I'm ready. So this question actually makes me giggle. I have a really strong memory, like a very, very vivid memory. I can see every detail in my mind of being in the car. I was in the back seat. My mom and dad were in the front, of course, and they were driving me to a basketball game that I had in Reno, Nevada, which was like 30 minutes from where we lived. So I was a surly teenager, maybe 12, maybe 13. And I had my Walkman it was my Walkman. It was before CDs. So I had my Walkman with me all the time, my little cheap foam Sony headphones on my ears at all times because I was too cool and I didn't want to talk to my parents. So I was always listening to music. And my favorite cassette, one of my first cassette tapes, was Salt and Peppa. And people who are not my age probably don't know them, but they were like sort of like a female hip hop trio from the early 90s. And I was in the back seat and I was singing, kind of rapping, kind of singing out loud. And I think there were like a couple phrases that were not child friendly. And I was singing them out loud. And all of a sudden I remember my mom reaching back and just like slapping me on the leg, just like, "What are you saying? You can't say that." And I was like, "Mom, I'm just singing along to Salt and Peppa." And I remember this really well. And my friends and I would all like sing all of the songs and stuff when we were at school. I think I even maybe choreographed a dance routine to one of the songs with my friends at a slumber party, because that's something that young girls do, is they dance at slumber parties to pop hits. So this song definitely played a central role in my teenage years. Okay, that was 2 minutes.
Awesome. I love this. I love it. I love that. Wow. Yeah. Take a breath. Take a breath. That's a lot of talking. That's a lot of talking. That's a lot of talking. 2 minutes.
Guys, you got to practice. If it's even hard for us, you guys got to practice. So, I mean, you could tell that the story element plays a big part in expressing this, guys. Anytime you're given a card where you have to reflect on something from childhood, that is a huge opportunity to tell a story. It could be like describing a toy you remember or a vacation you remember from childhood. But this definitely does come up a lot, guys, in speaking part two. And the older you get, maybe the farther away those memories are. So it's important to practice.
Yeah. I mean, you should consider yourself lucky, right, if you get one of these types of questions.
Totally.
Because, you know, being able to tell a story, while it seems intimidating, it's actually easier than another type of speaking part two question, I would guess. I mean, because it's your story, it's your history, and you know it better than anyone. You can't get it wrong, right? You can't get any of these questions wrong, really. But you will, as we said, it's an opportunity for intonation and to just show your, speak about something you know well.
Exactly, guys. So really focus on allowing yourself the space for before you start writing down your ideas in the brainstorm, close your eyes for a second. Take a couple seconds to call to mind a very strong image that you could describe, because it's the details of like what the car looked like, what your dad was wearing, what it felt like when your mom hit you on the leg. Like it's these little details that really fill out the 2 minutes in a fluent way that is impressive, that's engaging, that shows your personality, puts yourself into those responses.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. And to pull out one vocabulary phrase, I loved how you used the word surly teen. That's really funny. What does that mean?
So surly is like, you're just like scowling all the time. Like you're not happy. You're just like a little bit angry and annoyed all the time. That's what surly means. And I think teenagers definitely have that stereotype of like, just being super surly. I totally was, man. I was a surly teenager. Were you?
At times, but generally not. My brother was like that a lot. He was really like negative. He was really closed off, and he would just yell at anyone that talked to him for like 5 years. At least in our family.
That's so funny. I remember when I turned 20 and like I was sort of reflecting on what my teenage years were like, and I apologized to my mom. I was like, I am so sorry for being 13 and being like the most horrible teenage girl. Yeah, because just surliness and crying and whoof.
Oh, man. Teenage it's a rough time.
Rough time. Rough time. Okay, guys. Well, we are here to help you through your rough time of studying IELTS. So look no further. We have all the tools, the skills, the strategies, the study plans that you need. Go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS and you can get into our system today.
Yes. Do it, guys. Check out the success stories, the awesome success stories in there, and come join the students who have decided to take a smart step in the direction of their 7 or higher and their future, right? For their families, for their education, they're moving in the right direction.
For their surly teenagers, they are going to give them a better life.
Yeah, exactly.
That's awesome. Okay, that was super fun.
All right, Lindsay. Cool. All right, thanks for hanging out. Take care.
Right, bye.
Bye. Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.